Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And you're going to be watching the newest episode of Hips, Hiding in Plain Sight, a production of the Common Sense Show. And it's something I told you before. I wanted to branch out and do different things. This is kind of a bastardized version of Art Bell, but it's not Art Bell. We're not copying Art Bell, but it's along those lines in terms of where we look at mysteries, cover-ups, not so much geopolitical, although this crosses the line into geopolitical and what we're going to talk about today, which is repressed inventions, hidden technology. And my goodness gracious, people, this story is phenomenal. It may be the most important story I've ever done in terms of content. And I have here detailed notes, and I could literally write a book on this. And I'm probably going to revisit this topic several times, but I wanted to give a broad view of how inventions are repressed. The climate change fiasco is on full display. It's so ludicrous. And we'll talk about how these things blend together and what it means for you. And the fact that the people that are doing the cover-ups will go to any lengths, including murder. And these cover-ups have been in effect for over a century. It involves the early industrialists and continues into this day to the descendants of the corporations that were involved. Murder is their calling card. I'm going to make no mistake about it. I don't do this story without the realization that I better have some divine protection because, bad things can happen. Anyway, we're brought to you by a great product here. It's often referred to on here in the label as Stopwatt. This is Don't Waste Power is at don'twastepower.com. And what you do is you plug this into your wall, and you're going to save lots of money. This is the kind of invention that the people I'm going to talk about here get pissed off about, but this is not big enough yet to draw their attention. One of the big money makers for the investors and utility companies is negative electricity. So no one does anything about it. Wild fluctuations, and it drives your utility bills off the charts. And we live in a time now where 60% of the people in this country are uncomfortable with their utility bills. What is it I read that the average utility bill now is about $7,000 per year? The average salary is $60,000. That's an inordinate expense for the average income. And these people don't want this out here. And what this does, this straightens out negative electricity and lowers your utility bill. And I've told people that can afford it, buy one of these for you, save the money, but buy one for someone who's really struggling and save them a lot of money. Now, people say, well, Dave, how much will you save? That depends on how bad the system is. The worse the negative electricity, the more savings. The better it is, the less savings. But it will save money no matter what. I love this device. It's 66% off now. You've come along at the right time. Don'twastepower.com is where you go. Don'twastepower.com. We have the biggest fraud ever created and perpetrated upon humanity. And it's called climate change and climate change mitigation. It's a money-making racket. It's a political control tool, and it's a cultural revolutionary tool as well, too. Let's take a look at here. I have so many notes here on this. It's really hard to decide what should be the jumping in point for, but let's just say this. 6% of our gross domestic product is tied into energy. The oil companies, starting with Rockefeller, have had their way with Americans for a long, long time. And if you want to know the source of the undermining of the American government, the loss of civil liberties, the prostitution of groups like Congress, it's the Rockefellers that started it, and they perfected the techniques, and it moves on today, and it's threatening to enslave all of us. Now, I'm going to tell what seems to be an unrelated story, and trust me, I'm going to do some unrelated comments to each other. There won't be a coherent theme, and then I'll connect the dots. In 2007, when I had my first radio show on KBSE 1250 on your dial, Wickenburg, Arizona, no longer in existence, I had a guy contact me because I was doing something on oil companies and their corruption, and the fact that the oil companies, in part, Clint Merchant, they had a role in the Kennedy assassination. It was one of the interested parties that wanted to see him gone because of the oil depletion allowance that Kennedy was limiting. And this guy heard the show and he contacted me and he says, look, he says, I'm not coming on your show and I have to trust that you'll never identify who I am. He wouldn't even tell me his last name. And then I found out the first name he gave me was fake until he got to know me better and realized he could trust me. He invented a carburetor that ran on any form of liquid, including water. He could get anywhere up to about 200 to 300 miles per gallon. He was ready to go to production with this when he got the visit from the men in black, so to speak. And they said, you're not going to do this, or we'll kill you. We will pay you a consultancy fee to an energy company for $2 million. But if you say a word, the first time you do, we'll kill your wife. The second time, we'll kill your kids. The third time, we'll kill you. And he told me this story and had a chilling effect. I said, did you take the money? He goes, hell yeah, I took the money, but I also have a conscience. He said, how many people are going to die in wars over energy until we stop this? So this was my first real introduction to this. Now, Doug and I covered a story. Do you remember the teenage shooter that drove north to Buffalo, killed 10 people in a Walmart, including a security guard? And when he had gone up there a few days earlier to stake out the place, he had talked to the security guard who was a retired policeman. And a lot of people were very sympathetic towards that man's death. He was courageous, nice guy. People loved him. Here's what people did not know. And Doug and I exposed this on the Doug and Dave Intel report. This man had a truck that ran on water. He invented it on his own. Sometimes you'll do a mass casualty event because you have a single target, but you don't want to make it clear it's the single target. You know, Doug said to me many times, and Homeland Security, when they used to have meetings about protecting presidents, assisting the Secret Service, they said that they didn't think that a Kennedy assassination was going to be likely down the road. They thought it would be a mass casualty event, so it would disguise the intent to kill the real target. That's what Doug Thornton and I think happened in Buffalo. This man was really the target. This kid was brainwashed by an FBI official online. We established the relationship. In fact, Sarah Westall just had me on her special. She ran a 10-part series on mind control, and it's not hard to do. A lot of people think it's in the realm of sci-fi, woo-woo stuff. It's not. It's very scientific, very provable, stands up to the scientific method. And we think this kid was brainwashed, turned into an assassin, a Manchurian candidate, if you will, and his target was the inventor of that carburetor. Oh, not convinced? Well, let me tell you the story about Stanley Meyer. Stanley Meyer, this is incredible. He invented a device, and this is just mind-boggling. It could go coast to coast on 22 gallons of water. A car. He meets with Belgian investors in 1998. He's ready to close at the dinner a $1 billion deal. He subsequently poisoned and dies right there. Oh, but the autopsy said it was a brain aneurysm as he's holding his throat. I guess his brain was located in his throat. His name was Stanley Meyer. You can look this up. He had actually invented something earlier called an electromagnetic device. And this electromagnetic device pulled energy out of the ether, and a battery kept recharging itself and could power anything. But see, this is Tesla technology. What happened to that electromagnetic device? Well, there's a law called the 1951, let me get near the Invention Secrecy Act. And that if your invention threatens the economy or national security, it can be outlawed. And if you persist, you can do up to 6 months in prison and be fined. How can they do that? How can the patent office have that kind of discretion? Let me tell you, this is not unusual for a federal office. Doug has participated in a group called the Paleo Research Group, Mondo Gonzalez, and the like. And they found things with the mound builders that actually predate, you think, the pyramids. And they had all kinds of really great evidence about this. Giants even found. Biblical. Well, they went to the National Archives with the evidence, and they did the, I can't see a thing. Nope, I don't see it. Well, we have the proof of it. We don't care. It doesn't exist. That's federal agency. That's federal agency. Now, you have all these inventions around. I'm going to go back in time now to Nikola Tesla. I just mentioned this last week on an interview I did with John Richardson, World Without Cancer interview. Boy, what a great interview. It's up on all my media sites here, and you'll want to visit the rncstore.com/Dave because you want to know about cancer, the real truth about cancer, why there's been no innovations in the last 50 years. It's all right there. But anyway, I mentioned that story to John in the interview that Nikola Tesla from Colorado Springs, a distance of about 75 miles, sent electricity from Colorado Springs to a device like what Stanley Meyer invented, and it went to the Capitol Hill area in Denver, and it lit up a bunch of homes. No wires. Free energy, so to speak, as the physics, crude physics term goes. Well, Westinghouse says, no. Forget you. You're not bringing this to market with our money. We plan to put wires down and charge for this. Tesla even went as far to have a wireless phone. We think that's a recent invention. It is not. And he met with the same resistance. AT&T. No way. General Electric. And Tesla had a bunch of stuff like this. He was the darling scientist of the jet set, so to speak. And Westinghouse, Rockefeller, Carnegie, all these guys contributed to him. We know that he actually invented the light bulb. It wasn't Edison. Edison was stuck on direct current. In fact, he even told Tesla when Tesla was sent to work with him, he said, no, 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 stop the AC crap, Tesla. He said, DC is in America. This is America, Washington, DC, direct current. And then Tesla left in a huff, and Edison stole his invention, got to the patent office first. A lot of people don't know that story, but it's true. I'm not saying that Edison wasn't a great inventor, but Tesla was the one who invented the light bulb. In 1921, Tesla developed something called the Pierce Arrow electric car, and it ran on energy from the air, and it could run indefinitely. Can you imagine if that invention was around today and all the cars ran on the air and there were no gas stations? What would this do to the climate change nonsense? We've solved your problem. We're not putting out harmful emissions. We can have all the transportation we want. So much for the need for your 15-minute cities. 1951, the Invention Secrecy Act. Tesla in 1932 came out and he said that we can wire or power anything through the channeling of cosmic rays, and the Wardenclyffe device in New York eventually will be torn down because he couldn't get investments. He said, we can do this. Well, that's wireless phones, that's wireless energy, it's wireless everything to be powered. Energy is free, no more poverty. Incredible, incredible possibilities here. But what ends up happening? Westinghouse leads all the industrialists of the day in 1932 against Tesla and withdrew all funding. He had to go to work for the Navy, where he invented radar and sonar. In fact, the Philadelphia experiment was a Tesla experiment. Put a ship in a different dimension when it's being fired on, and the shells pass harmlessly through. The experiment didn't go well. Men materialized inside of bulkheads. Men disappeared into the future or the past. And Tesla had to go back to the drawing board, but the Navy was freaked out and they said, eh, no more. Tesla died in 1943. He had 80 boxes of his inventions and the notes and the formulas and everything. Upon his death, the FBI showed up and stole 20 of the boxes. We know what was in them. Now, I'm going to tell you a personal anecdote. And I've mentioned this before, but it was over on that other social media channel that doesn't like me. Vance Davis, Bill Pollack, and I was not on the invention side of things. I had a very minor role. I was brought in because these were my friends. Bill Pollack was my mentor getting into this business. And they thought I was someone that had potential. So they gave me, I think it was a title, vice president in charge of historical something or other. Okay. And I did serve as a consultant. I offered opinions. I got to go to meetings. I was in on conference calls. So I got to see this firsthand. But I don't want to overstate my importance. This was the Bill and Vance show. Now, they had technology that was basically free energy technology. They were planning to build a community in the San Luis Valley in Colorado. They attracted the attention of Enron. Interesting, isn't it? They attracted the attention of Enron. Enron was a highly respected company, leader in energy innovation. And they saw this as something they couldn't pass on. They wanted to underwrite this. And so we were in some meetings together, but they also knew the danger. I sat in on one meeting and it went something like this. The CEO of Enron, who later will commit suicide to avoid prosecution, he didn't commit suicide. It was Jeffrey Epstein all over again. But anyway, he's in a meeting and he says, man, we better have our kill switches in place because there's a lot of people that don't want this free energy crap out there, namely the oil companies. And we know how they play. I mean, Rockefellers used to blow up the railroad tracks and refineries of their early competitors back in the 1880s, 1890s. So we better be careful. Well, Enron went down for corruption, and it wasn't corruption. It was one of those staged DOJ cases, kind of like the one against Trump, you know? Oh, you said that wasn't DOJ? Oh, yes, it was. I'll cover that later today. It might have been the Manhattan District Attorney's Office that prosecuted, but it was a DOJ operation, and we now have the proof. We've got the smoking gun. Another story, another time, in another segment later on. Now, we're proceeding with the plans, and Enron gets in trouble. They announced the CEO had killed himself to avoid trial. He was given a deal because he had dead man switches. It was Jeffrey Epstein all over again. Disappear from prison, appear other places. He's not dead. And this guy wasn't dead either. But the project was killed. Ivan was infiltrated, I'm sure, by an intelligence agent. He sold himself off as a lieutenant colonel, retired. I've developed free energy, Dave Hodges. I know you're interested in it. I've heard your show on it. I knew I could smell a rat a mile away. And I remember Vance said, Dave, don't trust this guy. He probably could throw him. Turned out he worked for the CIA. Yeah. Attempted infiltration. They wanted to know what we were up to. Did we have, were we planning to take this underground and do it anyway? They'll do anything to keep this technology from coming to the market. There are, by my count, about 11 cases that we can show where inventors have done amazing things with energy, only to mysteriously die. That's true. It's a fact. One is you would undermine the oil industry, right? That's true. It was oil interests of the Rockefellers that created the Trilateral Commission, before them, the Council on Foreign Relations. Control over government. I mean, this is, yeah. So that was one thing. Today, it's expanded beyond that now. They're saying it's going to cost $200 to $300 trillion to do climate mitigation. We've got to get to net zero. Well, bullshit. You've already got net zero. It's in these inventions that have been repressed and the inventors who have been killed and their work stolen, even at the end of their natural life, like Tesla, that the FBI refuses to release. Let's do the math. Tesla's work was seized 81 years ago. And you're going to tell me that 81 years we haven't moved beyond that technology? Well, I would say probably not. And they don't want you to know about it, and they don't want you to have it. In fact, let me really go back in time and talk about my father. When he was working with the German scientists on the production, theoretically, in not the lab, but the drawing board at this time, of theoretical physics for anti-gravity devices. UFOs, if you will. And the Germans were flying to the end of the war. There are all kinds of strange craft that were bringing down our B-17s, and they called them Foo Fighters. And you say, oh, that's right, Dave. Oh, and the pilots were eventually ordered, you can't report this. Big cover up. Well, they were working at Lockheed Martin, then it was called Martin Marietta, in Coal Creek Canyon in Colorado. And they were working on this. And physics bifurcated. We have three-dimensional Newtonian physics. Then we have the quantum model. The quantum model in the last 10 years has made leaps and bounds of gains in the public arena, thanks to people like Michio Kaku. But up until this century and into this century, actually, did we really know as a public, a college student in physics would know, well, there's Newtonian three dimension, there's quantum, and Michio Kaku says you can prove mathematically up to 26 dimensions. I'm not sure how many dimensions there are, but it is on the quantum model. The quantum model explains things like clairvoyance, ESP, things like this. Another topic for another time, and I kind of wish I would have covered this with Sarah, but there was only so much I could cover in an hour's time that we had allocated. And that was her project on mind control. But nonetheless, physics bifurcated. The DARPA crowd, secret invention crowd, quantum model. College educated, Newtonian model. And it's only been, I said recently, that we have seen this bridge. This is typical. Something that comes along that would dramatically improve humanity. I think like Laetrol for cancer, for example. You know, John Richardson talks a lot about this. Interviewed him, his interview's up on our social media. Technology repressed. And it happens over and over and over in a variety of settings. And it's all about money. If you had cars that could run on the ether, electromagnetic device, rechargeable battery naturally, don't have to recharge it. Okay. I think you see where this is going. This would take almost $300 trillion of profit away from the globalists if these devices were to come out. We've got zero energy. It's approved. Climate change, go away. Well, they'd lose their ability to confine us in open air concentration camps called 15-minute cities. They would not be able to violate our rights because world government would come to a screeching halt because it's all driven by vaccines and climate change. And I predict they will marry the two someday together. But the thing would collapse. It'd be like a house of cards. So they can't let these inventions ever come to market. And this is why. This is why. When you look at the climate models and they talk about climate mitigation, well, if we do this, this will happen with the temperature of the earth. And you look at their research, it's not medical modeling. It's, you don't have control group, experimental group. Their projection models on climate mitigation are anecdotal, meaning it's their opinion. You don't have levels of confidence, 0.95 and above in the research, because it isn't research. It's opinion. Climate change is based on bullshit. In fact, I've told this story before, but this will underline that last statement. Kyoto, Japan, 1997, scientists from around the world are brought in to decide if man is causing climate change. They partied for 6 days with the geisha girls and the sake and didn't accomplish a damn thing. On the seventh day and the last day, they realized they had to come up with something. So you know what they did? They voted whether or not man contributes to climate change. And first of all, they're making a leap of faith to even say that the climate change is out of balance with what the history of the earth has been. And the history of the earth would say, look, you have one volcanic eruption. It's more CO2 than man has ever produced ever in the history of the planet. Don't want to hear that. Don't want to hear that, do you? Do you see what a house of cards this is? And I'm looking at all these things here. And we're living in a false reality. The technology that we have, my father made this statement to the Germans. He said, you have physics that's 200 to 300 years ahead of us. 200 to 300 years ahead. I'd say it's at least that now. It'll come out when it's time. Do you remember the movie, The Hunger Games? And they took the pledges from the various districts to fight in this gladiator game to the death with one winner. And they went to Capital City to do it. Do you remember the technology that these people saw for the first time? I mean, they lived hand to mouth. They didn't have electricity. They had to go pump their water out of a well. They had nothing of convenience. And they went to Capital City and they saw technology that was outside their understanding. This is the reality we're living in. This is the reality we're living in. We're living in a pack of lies. Some people say it's a matrix. I don't think it's a simulation in terms of we're playing a game, but we're living a controlled existence where knowledge is repressed. Technology is repressed. I had Cal Berkeley scientists who studied longevity tell me back in 2012 that if you had the right conditions and could treat the telomeres, you could live easily to be 120, which is what Genesis says our lifespan is supposed to be. Book of Genesis chapter 6, 120 years is what the Lord said. So the Cal Berkeley scientists discovered as well too. So why is it that our lifespan has gone down in America from 79 to 76 since the advent of COVID? Well, we know the answer to that question. We were put to the sword, only this sword came in the form of a syringe. But we're denied the real technology. And it's all about frequencies, people. You can talk about carburetors on water. That's nice. That'd be good to have. But the electromagnetic motor that was invented by Stanley Meyer, that Tesla had actually developed in 1921 in his Pierce Arrow car, this is what they don't want out. Energy from the air. And doesn't that make sense? There's actually a guy named Stubblefield who, I think it was around the turn of the 20th century, that he was able to charge batteries in part using frequency of the earth. The earth, I think it's E flat, if I'm not mistaken, vibrates at that level. Okay, now let me bring this into the present in this edition of Hiding in Plain Sight. My friend and colleague, Dr. Sherry Edwards, who, by the way, I'm interviewing her very, very near future. Tesla said this, and let me find the relative quote on here. The future of science, the future of everything is tied into energy, frequencies, and vibration. And vibration is the result of frequencies. Energy comes from the frequencies. So it's all frequency related. So what do we have with this? We have Sherry Edwards that came along that discovered frequencies. They heal. Sherry did a voice analysis of me and a frequency breakdown. If you've ever seen the shows, it's pretty fascinating stuff. She found two things that were wrong with me as a child physically that I have basically put behind me for many, many decades. Yet she discovered it. My wife didn't even know. It wasn't relevant. It wasn't my life at that. I mean, who wants to go back and do a confessional on every possible thing that could have been wrong or was wrong with you as a child that no longer affects you? We don't talk about that stuff. I didn't. But she knew. Sherry knew. And then Sherry helped me with frequency modulation in handling certain issues physically. Long time ago. Yes, there's medicinal benefit to it. Sherry also can use this as a truth detector. It's much more sensitive than a lie detector machine and much more accurate. She attracted the attention of the big boys in the corporate world, and she knew they were making a power play for her. She knew it wouldn't be long until the power of the government came along, 1951, the Invention Secrecy Act. Anything could have happened. And Sherry said, no. She doesn't make money on this today. She doesn't. She said, I'm going to keep the corporations and the government from getting this, and I'm going to make it free to everybody. And that's what she's done. I'm going to have her discuss that part of it, but she really embodies Tesla's admonition that the future of everything lies in frequencies. She's right. It's healing, it's analytical, it's prognostic, and it can power everything. Frequency modulation. I'll give you a real simple example from history. You can look this up on the Y2 YouTube website. Dr. Jose Delgado, a Spanish physiologist in 1961, had a bullfight, but he didn't carry a cape. He carried a remote control transmitter. And this bull sees him inside the ring. It's snorting. It's beginning to charge with all its fury. And Jose pressed a button. It emitted a frequency. The bull stopped in its tracks and calmly walked away. He later went to Yale and did the same thing. But now he could induce fury. He could reduce fury. He was treating epilepsy. Oh, and then the CIA got a hold of him. I think it was 1965, and his work disappeared. And he didn't publish, I think, after 65. You can do a lit search on that if you want, but I'm sure it was 65. He stopped publishing because he went to work at SRI, Stanford Research Institute, which is controlled by the CIA, and it's where they did their remote viewing. They started MK Ultra there, exactly all the woo-woo mind control programs. And he worked there in 2011. It's kind of interesting. He retired and he came out publicly and he said, "We did things that we should never have done." He was dead within months. A lot of people think he was killed because they're afraid he was going to spill the beans about how far things have gone. And then there was Dr. Jolly West, who was involved in MK Ultra, was involved in all these mind control activities. It's interesting, they let him go public, though. I think it was his cover. There was a special, a three-part special on the mystery of sleep. And he was the consultant for part of the show. So here's this guy with the Secret Projects Associations. He made his fame, though. He studied returning prisoners of war from Korea that the Chinese had tortured. And he wanted to look at the effects on what they did with sleep deprivation as a form of torture. And this is where he kind of jumped into and got the government's attention. People, there's a whole world out there right now that's filled with technology that we can only imagine how far they've gone. We don't know. When you hear people say there are stargates and we're going places, I can't prove that that's true. But I certainly don't dismiss it out of hand because I think the depth that our technology reaches to today is beyond our wildest dreams. And I've been told this by people on the inside, but they won't tell you what it is because they don't want to be marched off in handcuffs or worse. I thought you would find this interesting. I find it frustrating. I'm angry. I'm pissed off about it. I mean, do we have cures for cancer? Could we solve all our energy problems? Could we raise unlimited food and no one would ever have to starve to death? But see, these people make their money by resource deprivation. They love resource shortages. Just say there's an embargo of oil, you jack the price up, you make a ton of money. And they love wars. Wars are profitable. A lot of people say that we don't even understand the full weaponry that'll be used in World War III. I totally agree with that, especially when it comes to space-based weapons. We are in the dark and we're living in the dark ages compared to where we should be. And I thought you had a right to know. But the major message here that I want you to walk away with is one, there's no anomalies in our climate change beyond what's normal anomalies through the last 500 years of human history. Two, it's a fool's errand to try to do anything about it because the next volcano that erupts emits more CO2 than all of mankind's production of CO2. So we can't outrun Mother Nature. We can't outsmart Mother Nature. But see, they don't care about that. It's the money that they care about. That's it for the Common Sense Show and Hiding in Plain Sight. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But because we're trying to up our game and reach as many people as possible while we still have time, I'd ask that you'd share far and wide. And people say, "Dave, what can I do to help?" If you can do a show, that's great. Seriously. And if you get it off the ground here, I will help promote you. However, if that's not me, I don't want to do that. That's okay. I used to say the same thing to my friends that kept pushing me. Look, you can always share work of people that you think are giving a message that other people need to hear that are less knowledgeable. And this is really important. And I take time each day to talk about this because it is the most critical thing we can do. This is why I'm behind the microphone. I've said it many times. I'd rather be doing other things than this. This is a duty. And I think all of us need to look at it right now. We have a duty to wake the country up to stop this satanic Bolshevik communist takeover. And I mean every one of those adjectives. And I've gone through in previous shows and defined why I say satanic, Bolshevik, communist. There's no question this is what we're going through. These people are evil, and they prey upon those who want to advance their position to help them. And they want to, people who want to get more money, get wealthy. Well, okay, they've sold their soul and they've joined the globalist movement. And people, this is as evil as it gets. And I'll leave you with this one thought in this plea for you to share the work. Anyone that tries to confuse gender identity at the age of 6, when puberty is not even a thought for these kids, to start them on puberty blockers when they're 9 and 10, and then to cut their genitals off, hopefully without even the knowledge of their parents, I can't think of anything that's much more satanic than that. And the Bible is very clear, better to tie a millstone around your neck than to harm a child. We're going to be seeing a lot of millstones at Judgment Day. But right now, people, we need to stop this movement across the board. And we need to stop it now. So please share. We're coming to you with an important message today. The DOJ directed the Trump trial in Manhattan. And it doesn't take much intelligence to figure it out. I first heard the allegation from Matt Gaetz, and I thought, wow, I can't believe they'd be this sloppy to let this out. But I'll be darned if it's not true. We're going to process this for you right here on the show. We're brought to you by Nanosoma Spray, and I can tell you, Nanosoma Spray is as good as it gets. I can't say this more clearly or often enough. I was struggling. I wasn't meeting my quotas in terms of doing shows. My advertisers were probably very unhappy. They knew I was sick, but what could they do? And along came Scotty Sachs and said, Dave, you need to do this. Strip lung linings, whatever. If I had not done this, I'd probably be on oxygen right now and I'd be totally off the air. And I'm fully convinced of that here. And you can see what this product does. Right here. Makes its own vitamin C and boosts immunity. Regulates the vitamin D receptor. That's, I think, what really helped me. Regulates all 48 or 9 nuclear receptors. And it supports your telomeres, which is associated with longevity. 5 sprays a day, 1 application. Now, when I was sick, I did that every hour on the waking hour. Say, Dave, when you OD, no, cannot OD on this. You could take this every 5 minutes and you wouldn't have any adverse effects. It's completely safe. But for me, this is why I'm here doing this. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. And you can see more of the products they have there, ones I've talked about at other shows. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have a revelation here, and I'm going to pull out my notes here because I want to make sure I don't leave anything out. The DOJ, and let there be no doubt, the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland, he lied under oath before Congress this week and said this was not true. I'm telling you right now, it's true. It's true. Freedom of Information Act shows it's true. Merrick Garland needs to be indicted for lying under oath. Of course, he should be indicted for a lot of things. Misuse of his public office for personal gain. Well, that's right. Son-in-law and daughter, Panorama Education, CRT, 1619 Project. And then he breaks down the doors of school board protesters that don't want these programs. Exactly. He is the administrative head of the American Gestapo, and this is what the FBI and the ATF have become. Have you seen the ATF hearings on the murder of Malinowski by the ATF? Have you seen this? Congress is outraged on this. I can't believe Congress is even showing a moral backbone with this. But this is our criminal administration at work who thinks nothing of murdering an American and covering it up, and they think nothing of interfering in local politics. Now, I want to say one thing about the Manhattan trial and the hush money. The feds looked at this and said, we can't prosecute this. The Federal Elections Commission, the FEC, said, we can't. There's nothing here. We can't do anything about this. But it wasn't until Matthew Colangelo convinced Alvin Bragg to do it locally. And he obviously taught him how to bootstrap local enforcement to a federal statute and then bring it back to local and then to link unrelated facts to a felony. Otherwise, your statute of limitations would have expired. And Matthew Colangelo was the one who did this. Matthew Colangelo was appointed by Biden, and he was the number three man in the Justice Department. Unos dos tres, number three. Are you hearing me? A high, lofty position. He had reached the pinnacle. He might someday be the future attorney general in that position or be nominated for a high court position in federal district court. This guy had arrived. He was at the plateau of upper echelon of what lawyers aspire to. Let's go through what he did. First of all, he's been in his capacity as a lawyer in the past, a consultant to the DNC. So he's partisan, just like that crazy, corrupt Bogota Billy judge Merchan was. And his wife, no, excuse me, his daughter made what, over $20 million on the indictments, which is a violation of law, both in Manhattan and federal statutes, same as Merrick Garland and CRT. This man then went from the number three position in the DOJ, number three, to the low position comparatively of Letitia James in the New York AG's office, where she said, I'm going to get Trump. And he obviously consulted on that trial, those allegations. Why would a guy take half the pay to go to the AG's office? But that's not where it ends. Now, to the point of this conviction, Matthew Colangelo, former number three in the DOJ, descended to the depths of the Manhattan District Attorney's office, and was hired and served as a consultant to Alvin Bragg. This is how Merrick Garland directed the trial against Trump. And I'll tell you this too. I'll tell you what I suspect, in my humble opinion. Alex Soros, during the deliberations and shortly before, visited the White House 14 times, according to the White House logs. 14 times. Had his picture taken with Kamala Harris. Barack Obama, what the hell was he doing here during this time? Obama 3.0, right? He's part of this, in my humble opinion. Now, 14 times. Geez, is that where some of this money came from? And I'll tell you this, whenever you see the name Soros, you got to think under the table money. Oh, Antifa crisis actors. I mean, long history, right? So the torch has been passed to Alexander Soros, who just recently tweeted, every time you mention Trump, call him a convicted felon. Then he goes on with other disparaging things. He's part of this too. This was an orchestrated plot using, I believe, open source with Alex Soros, Michael Colangelo directing the mechanics of the trial, and were there jurors bribed? I believe there's a good chance there was. And I hope someone comes along and can turn these finances of these jurors upside down. And here's why I say it. The Cloward and Pivot strategy was clearly in effect. You say, well, Dave, what do you mean by that? Well, a story broke. I believe it was in the news for about 2 days, and now it's gone. And it said a juror reports that he was asked to acquit Trump, and he would get $120,000. See, Cloward Piven says, accuse your enemy of what it is you're doing. I believe there was under-the-table money that went to these jurors, or at least juror holdouts, and they had communication with Soros people. I don't think Colangelo was stupid enough to allow himself to be in direct communication. I don't think the Manhattan DA's office would have been involved in jury tampering. But when it comes to the Soros family, I think anything is possible from what I've seen in the past. So I think this is an orchestrated effort. But here's the deal. Colangelo is making way less than half of what he made when he was with the DOJ. Who's compensating him under the table? Because, you know, you can't get someone to go do this. And technically, this is breaking the law. It's violating separation of powers. I mean, there's all kinds of ethical issues here that could cause the disbarment of Michael Colangelo or Matthew Colangelo. And you take that less of a money? This is why I throw Alex Soros into this with his 14 White House visits. Now, you're hearing some of these elements out here with my colleagues in the alternative media. I don't think you're seeing the connecting the dots to the Soros people. But why did he go from no visits for about 6 months to the White House? I'm talking Alex, to 14 in a short amount of time at the critical juncture of this trial. This is starting to form a picture. This is not over, by the way. There's going to be more that comes out on this. Someone's going to hear this report, and either I or someone who's hearing this is going to go out and put together more pieces on this and build a more convincing case that at the heart of it all is Merrick Garland's direction to interfere in a local trial and to give guidance. And here's the other thing that Garland's not doing. The interview tapes with Biden and the records, right, that he illegally obtained when he wasn't the president and retained when he wasn't the president. All we know is that he's an old man, can't think, has a bad memory, and no jury would convict him because of his age. Oh, but he's qualified to be the president. Those tapes aren't being released by Merrick Garland. He refuses all congressional inquiries. He's going to refuse all congressional inquiries in this, too. This is a total criminal enterprise in Washington, D.C. And we need to share stuff like this with the ignorant public. I wish I could quote George Carlin right now. And a lot of things with George Carlin I do not agree with. But the man is highly intelligent, or was highly intelligent. And George Carlin was right when he said there are a bunch of dumb blah, blah, blahs in America. We need to help raise the IQ level and, shall we say, civic awareness. We have the Attorney General of this country conspiring with private global interests connected to the World Economic Forum and the UN to undermine our justice system and interfere in elections. That's what I'm telling you here. That's why I'm giving you these details. And this and a lot more is going to come out in spades, because now the paper trail is there. And I expect in a couple of weeks, Congress will begin to pursue this earnestly. At least, shall we say, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, the only ones, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the only ones that are really worth the crap. Because the Republican Party is not the Republican Party, folks. It's the Uniparty. And if you don't believe me, where are the ads? Where are the ads for Trump? And you want to talk about election interference? They'll take a lying ad about Trump on Google. A lying ad. Trump did away with abortion for women, and women are dying because of this, and babies are dying, and they got to travel to different states to get an abortion. No, 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 no. It's Trump's fault. That's the biggest crock of shit I've ever heard. It was the Dobbs case that questioned whether or not federal law governs abortion, which it doesn't because it's not covered. It's not a yes or a no. It's like, we can't have anything to do with this. That was a bad decision. And even liberal justices in the past have said the same thing. So they said it's now up to the states. Trump had nothing to do with this. This happened, by the way, during the Biden presidency. Trump had nothing to do with this. And see how they lie? And Google runs that ad on all their entities. But Trump ads, the few that are there and there aren't enough, they're being rejected. That's election interference. What we're telling you here about Colangelo and the DOJ and the New York District Attorney's Office in Manhattan, that is election interference. It's criminal corruption. It's collusion against the justice system. And then you have the suspicious entry of Alex Soros. This is why you need to share this far and wide. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next time.